What we're proposing is to bring a self-funded baseball team to Marquette Senior High School. We've gone to the board once. Twice, in fact, now. There's a final board meeting coming up next week that's going to make the final decision. The decision to bring my high school baseball to Marquette has to be made by the 1st of August. So basically what I'm doing and others on the committee are doing is we're out rallying community support.
And this would be for this coming school year.
For this coming school year.
So you're not
year.
Monkeying around.
We're not monkeying around. Yep, we want to get it going.
Why is this something that you guys want to do?
Well, we're finding out that the kids want this. The parents want it. We have kids that want to play high school baseball. They want that springtime sport. What happens is a lot of times if you have that child that wants to play a springtime sport, they'll pick another sport that maybe isn't the sport that they want. So then maybe track and field is overloaded with kids that aren't really track and field. This way they can do the sport that they want.
Well, it's just another option.
It is another option.
And it's been proven successful around the UP. There are programs popping up. I mean, Nagani's done this recently. I know Escanaba's got a great history with high school baseball.
Yep. In fact, I've been in contact with the Nagani coach and the Escanaba athletic director, and it's been going wonderful. The athletic director in Escanaba and the Nagani coach both fully support this because we'll be another team for them to compete against.
And not have to travel 5 hours.
Travel, absolutely. And Escanaba has a wonderful facility for this that they have organized over the years.
Well, when you look at this and you're meeting with members of the community and the parents and whatnot, you already know the kids are for it, but what are you hearing in terms of thoughts? How are people taking to the idea?
I haven't had any negative comments at all. It's all been positive. We've done up some flyers. People are taking them. I'm getting emails from people. It's been all positive from the parents who have kids that are already playing ball. You know, there's Little League. Kids have grown up here playing Little League. It's a couple months only in the summer for Little League, but what do they do after that? They want to do the high school ball.
You may not know the answer to this one, but I'm curious. Has the high school ever had baseball in its past?
They did. In fact, I'm told, and I got to go inside and look, that I believe Pizza Hut has a picture of the 1904 Marquette High School baseball team on the wall.
So this isn't recent.
No, it's been many years. I'm not sure off the top of my head how long ago it's been since we've really officially had
one. So there is some history there.
There is some history, right.
I mean, you're a baseball parent.
I am a baseball parent.
I'm a baseball parent. And it really is, I think it's a lot more popular in this community than people really realize. Because you don't think of Marquette as a springtime sport town. I'm sorry, you don't. It's always referred to as a hockey town and winter wonderland and all that. But there is a big interest in baseball.
There is a big interest. In fact, I'm on the board for Marquette Little League. We have almost 500 kids every year that play Little League in Marquette. That's huge. That's a big number. If you go to the All-Star Games that have been happening around town, there's been a great turnout for the All-Star Games. Lots of enthusiasm.
There's some benefits to this that I think might surprise some people, and it actually has to do with the girls.
It absolutely does. Rick Schwemmen is the coach for the girls' high school baseball. The way Title IX works, if you have a girls' softball team, you cannot host tournaments yourself unless you have a baseball team at the same school. So the girls' high school are traveling away for all their tournaments. So very much so do we have the support from Rick Schwemmen and the girls' softball team. One of the other benefits that we have for this is actually for the child themselves, and that is some colleges are not considering baseball players unless they played for high school baseball. And that's what they ran into in Nagani. And that was a driving force with one of the kids there, the ball players. He said every time he talked to college, they'd say, what school did you play for? And he didn't play school ball. So he was hung up on. It took him a while to find something. And that's a big difference. And, you know, not every kid is going to be able to go off to college. They all have, you know, for baseball, they have hopes and dreams, but it doesn't mean they're going to do it.
You mentioned something, I think, right at the very beginning, something about, was it self-supporting or self? What's the idea there? Because we all know the districts are looking at financial issues and whatnot. Now you're talking about bringing something in. What's your thoughts and ideas with that?
Self-supporting, absolutely. We're looking at different ways to raise money between going around to clubs and organizations, having kids bag groceries at the grocery stores, car washes, golf outings, selling t-shirts, hats, any way we can. I spoke with the Escanaba coach, and I had brought up the amount of $10,000 to get it started, and he said, oh, that's even more than you'll even need to get it started.
So basically, is if you want it, you're going to have to go out and earn it.
If we want it, we got to go out and earn it. And we're looking at the kids driving, the parents driving the kids to the games, but there's going to be more local games.
So if this is something that people are that are listening this morning are interested in, what do they need to do?
Well, we need you at the Marquette High School on the 27th of July at 5:15. There's going to be a board meeting. This is the final board meeting in order to make this decision to bring Marquette High School baseball. We need the community support so that the board members can see, yes, we want this, and that they know that we're going to have people there that are going to help donate, put their time in, and make this process work so that it's not a 1 year. Majority of the people on this committee have kids all the way down from 11 years old to about 13 years old. So these aren't even the kids right now in high school that have the parents that are starting this committee. So we're looking at myself even. I'm long-term on the committee.
How long have you been working on this little project? Because some people are hearing about this for the first time. How long has this been in the works?
Only about a month and a half to 2 months.
Yikes.
Seems to be moving very well ahead.
It's moving quickly. It's moving quickly. And the community support and the community is going to benefit. The hotels, the motels, the retail, people coming into the area.
Well, we will keep the numbers and everything on our blog, as we always do. We'll get that up here a little bit later on. If you'd like to find out more, you can log on to our website at WKQSFM.com. Again, the date and time of that meeting before we cut you loose
is July 27th at 5:15 at Marquette Senior High School.